Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market has done well, at least in recent days, to remain quite resilient and not fall too much, despite the tensions between the US and North Korea. But finally today, it seemed to affect our market. It ended up being the worst day in a fortnight, shares sitting at the lowest levels in 3 weeks. We had the ASX 200 falling by a substantial 1.2% and closing back below 5,700 points. The good news, though, Monday and Wednesday, we had the market improve. So things have been quite choppy recently, but we've only dropped by about 0.5% in the past 5 sessions. Still, losses widespread today. 85% of stocks finished in negative territory today. And for the 1 in 10 stocks or so that actually improved, many of those were actually gold companies, which tend to do well when there is this uncertainty and conflict taking place globally. So we've had gold prices doing well in recent days. That's been helpful for a company like Newcrest Mining, the biggest gold miner in Australia, up 2.3% rather. We also had Sigma Pharmaceuticals, the worst performer on the market today. As the name suggests, this is a pharmaceuticals group, and it cut its profit forecast for 2018 quite substantially, so its share price has fallen back. We had a handful of companies releasing their latest profit result, and most were not very well received by investors in a falling market today. So Media Group News Corp, one of the worst, it fell about 6%. It had quite a big loss of $429 million. That had almost everything to do, though, with a substantial write-down of its business in the UK. And advertising dollars have also fallen by about 12% in a quarter, just in newspapers alone. REA Group, which is behind the biggest property search website in Australia, realestate.com.au, released its profits. Strong lift in revenue and profits, but it was a slight disappointment with its Asian business and not too positive with its outlook for 2018 as well. And finally, Baby Bunting. This is the biggest retailer of baby goods in Australia, 42 retail outlets, 18% fall. Sales and profit were up, but again, fell short of analyst expectations. That, at the end of the day, is what the market responds to most. We had a speech from the Reserve Bank governor today who basically said that the next move in rates is likely to be up rather than down. We think rates are going to be on hold probably for the next 12 months, though. The Aussie dollar is weaker, down for the 9th consecutive day, falling to 78.6.